One of the things that I like about the Black Lives Matter movement is that it's reframing the discussion, because what we're talking about is having to educate, like somehow it's our responsibility to educate white people. Well, it's never been, after I learned
it,
it's not my responsibility to educate you about it, or I have this need to be the, because I'm the only black person in the room, that now I'm the one who has to be the encyclopedia of everything. And at some point I said, that's not me. If you want to know about it, go figure it out. Mm-hmm. That their lack of understanding cannot
be projected,
or don't make the assumption of where I come from. Mm-hmm. The good thing, though, about being in Boston, when I came to Boston, is that because it's such a lot of colleges and universities, international people, is that the common question of who you are, where you come from, is a common question, because everybody comes mm-hmm. from somewhere else. So I didn't take it as an indictment of, well, who are you? Prove who you are. It's like they're curious. And for that second is power. For that minute that somebody invites me into this place, I can decide where that's going to go. Mm-hmm. But it's not my responsibility. And their lack of understanding is, guess what? That's not my responsibility. Mm-hmm. But now that is being framed. It's like black people, we don't need to be telling you about what it is that you need to know. Mm-hmm. Figure out where you are and move yourself in that understanding of all of these things. For women, whenever women get together to talk about those things, for those things that really hurt us, that makes us cry, is dealing with those things mm-hmm. that impacts you in terms of your perception and how you've grown. I mean, it's interesting because Teresa and I, we were immigrants, and we were just seen as these greenhorns that don't know how to speak English or anything. And wherever we went, we stuck out like a sore thumb. And we then went into an all-white community. We were, air quotes, exotics. You know, everybody wanted to talk to you. You were everybody's best friend. And everybody opened themselves to you because you were not a threat. Powerful. That meant that they told you everything mm-hmm. that they probably wouldn't tell the other people, because they didn't think that you were of the set. So you amassed a lot of information if you just listened and nodded mm-hmm. your head. Mm-hmm. You learned mm-hmm. how to deal in a white environment. Now, I thought about it. Do I want to raise my children in an all-white community? I said, well, you know, I had to make that decision. Well, they really need to learn how to navigate this world, because the world that they're being raised in is, my family has the strength to come out really to afford a diversity of everything. And so I made a conscious effort, too, that when I made the decision for my kids to go in an all-white, live in a white town, that I had to make sure that I had to bring the additional exposure for them to put themselves in context, hopefully. But it's a life in the big city. You're going to run up against mm-hmm. all of these things, and then it's how do you deal with it? And mm-hmm. like Gabriella is saying, they have an advantage over us, is because through internet, through everything, you have all of this information, and you can see how other people do, and you can express yourself too in a different way.